Praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome to you. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Tuesday morning in the month of June. It's the 10th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2014. We thank the Lord for this day. It's a precious gift, and we're rejoicing in it. Praise His holy name. Well, today we want to make sure that we're putting on and have put on the whole armor of God. If you've been feeling embattled, up in a corner, back to the wall, all of those things that can occur over a period of time, you know, we have our mountaintop experiences, and there are times that we find ourselves facing the adversary in the valley. Yes, meeting Amalek in the valley. However, God is God over the mountaintop. He's over God over the valley. And it doesn't matter what our experience is, we can trust the Lord. However, we live in a day where evil is very present. You can sense the atmosphere, and you can look at situations, and you can clearly see and understand that the enemy is busy. However, God's grace comes down upon us like rain. His mercy endures forever. Today we want to come before His presence, and we want to make sure that we're fully armored and equipped and ready to stand, and having done all, as Paul would say and advise, stand. So let us go to the throne of grace. I believe the Lord is waiting on us. And let us ask for His help. Our daily bread, we want bread for today. Yesterday's bread is gone, and we need fresh new mercies on this morning, and God is able to deliver and has delivered new mercies. We have seen this day, and we thank Him for that. Father, we come before You, and we come humbly. We come, Lord, because You are our source. It's in You that we find everything that pertains to life, everything. And so we come to You knowing that You are willing to impart to us whatever it is that we need. You know each of our hearts. You know exactly the index of each heart. You know what each person needs. And today we present ourselves and our hearts, and we want You to touch us in a special way today. Help us as we stand against the winds of hell, as we stand in the day. We want to do all to stand, and we know all is in You, and so that is why we come to You today. And we know that You're receiving us. Your presence gives us joy. Your presence gives us peace. And so we come knowing that You welcome us. And today, Lord, we ask if there's anything that separates us from You. Any sin, any unrighteousness, any transgressions, iniquities. We ask, O God, that You would help us today. Forgive us for where we missed the marks. Help us. Apply the blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ, to our hearts to cleanse us. just as the priest did in the olden days, and they applied the blood to the horns of the altar. Now, Father, we ask that you would apply the blood of Jesus Christ, that precious blood, to the horns of our beings. Make us whole. Continue to sanctify us. Continue to refresh us, restore us, and to make us new. In the name of Jesus, your only begotten Son, in his name only, we know of no other name that is worthy to be called upon. So we thank you on this day. Thank you for all our prayer partners that have joined us. Thank you for their faithfulness and for keeping them and bringing us together on this timeline, on this event, to seek your face. We ask for your help, that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts, impart to us those things that you want us to have a discourse about with you, that you want us to pray back to you to ask, so that you will have the opportunity as Father to minister answers to our prayers. So we thank you on this day, and we bless your name. Amen and amen. God is awesomely good. Now, I was thinking of and meditating upon how much the enemy has ramped up his activities in the world today. And it's not just because we have access to a 24-hour cycle of news, that we are able to be in touch with all of the events that's going on our planet. But it's because that the enemy knows his time is short, and he has launched a push against the kingdom of God. And his hate for Jesus Christ continues to grow, and his hate consequently for the people of the kingdom of God, which would be you and me and so many others. And we must then find refuge in God. He is our strong tower, and in his name we put on the whole armor of God. And we are to pray at all times in the Spirit and be persistent in our intercession for believers everywhere. We are to pray one for another. And so I'd like to call your attention for a quick moment to the Apostle Paul's advice to us, coming from the 6th chapter of Ephesians, verses 11 through 14. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And Paul gave us some good advice. And what I would like to highlight, just as we launch into reading that, is that this letter was not to an individual. This instruction, or these instructions that the apostle gives, is to the church, the people of God, to a collective. And where you see the word you used, it's you plural. It's not you singular. And so there's a sense of collective armoring and standing that the Holy Spirit is addressing through Paul's writings. So let's pay attention to what he's saying quickly. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier, with which God supplies, that you, and there it is, that you, that's a you plural, that you may be able to successfully you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Therefore, put on God's complete armor that you may be able to withstand your ground, or rather to stand on your ground on the evil day of danger, and having done all the crisis demands, to stand firmly in your place. Stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, and having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with God. Well, Paul is saying, in short, let the people of God be dressed fully ready for combat and be able to stand, and having done everything, stand. Take to yourself everything that you need, and so that you can stand. The enemy is in the world, and we are part of the world as well, and so we must be armored. Let us ask the Lord to help us with that, to put on all of God's armor so that we are able to stand against all of this evil strategies that the devil is pouring out. In the name of Jesus, we put on all of your armor, Father, all of the armor that you have given to us, so that we are able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark age, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Father, we put on every piece of your armor so that we will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after battle, after we've engaged the adversary, that we will be standing firm. We stand on the ground that you've given us. We put on the belt of truth. Your word is truth, and it is your mighty weapon, not the worldly weapons that we use to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We put on the body armor of your righteousness, which is faith and love. On our feet, we put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that we will be fully prepared. For Christ himself is our peace. Today we seek peace and pursue it with others. Father, we also know that you have given us the task of reconciling others to you. So we therefore hold up the shield of faith to stop all the fiery darts of the devil. We put on the helmet of salvation and we take the sword of the Spirit in our hands, which is the Word of God. We believe your word and will speak your word. You have given us authority over all the enemy, and nothing can harm us. Greater is the one who is in us than the one who is in the world. So today we pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. We stay alert and then persistent in prayers for all believers everywhere. We pray that the pressure that's being applied by the enemy, the persecution, the circumstances that are conspiring against every believer across the earth on this day, that the victory will be made manifest through their lives and in their lives. The victory that Christ himself won over the adversary. And today, we know that it's not our inner abilities that we have given ourselves, but it's what you have stored up in us, that you are enabling us to stand in this covenant that you have given and made with us, a covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit that gives life. So we pray today for all our brethren that are feeling and under pressure right now on this day, that a sense of relief, sense of victory, sense of strength, of faith, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ would rise in every heart today. Rise in every heart, so that at the end of the day, we have done all to stand and are still standing in victory, under armor, under direction of the captain of our faith, who is none other than Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I trust that if you are embattled and you are facing challenge, and I know we are most of the time, whether we realize it or not, we are facing challenge from the adversary. And the battle is so fierce that sometimes we don't even realize that the battle is ongoing without any termination, without any ceasing. It continues day and night. So we thank God for the victories that we've had. He's certainly given us victories, but we're not to go to sleep, so to speak. We're to continue to be vigilant, understanding that every day brings us one day closer to the appearing of our Lord. Yes, the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Okay, what's on your heart that you would like us to join you in prayer about? Now is a good time to share that. Or if you have a praise report of what God has done and is doing, now is a good time to share that with us. That's one way that we get a victory over the enemy, by openly speaking of the victory that God has given you, given us, all of that. So don't be afraid. Just let us know what's on your heart, what the Lord has placed there that you would like to share. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, come forth. We can barely hear you. Yes, praise God. He is worthy.
He is beautiful. The rain might be imminent, but it is still a beautiful today because it is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God this morning all of his blessings. I thank him for all of his blessings that he's bestowed on not just myself, but on each and every one of us. We can think about it as just one thing that the Lord has blessed us with. So we just give him praise this morning. I have two prayer requests. One is for, you know, something that has always been a burden in my heart. Praying for persons that are in the state of mind that they are gay and lesbian and homosexuals. And especially over this weekend, I had interaction with someone. It was just really strong in my spirit that we should lift them up in prayer, and also in particular, the children that are involved in these relationships. And my second prayer request is for the young man that is still struggling for his life after the accident that took place on the weekend. He's a comedian. One of the person has died from that accident, and there's one of them that is struggling for his life. So if we could just lift him up in prayer, because God created them, and we should pray for them. I believe that no matter what the situation, maybe this could be a turning point in his life, that he would come to know the Lord and give the Lord praise for bringing him through and seeing him through, and lift up the family of the man that also passed away. Lift up his family in prayer. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Father, we come to you humbly because we know, Lord, that you are God. And Father, we remember your instructions that we are to pray for all men everywhere. And today we lift up the brother that was in the accident on the turnpike, and that is now in the hospital fighting for his life. We pray his victory, that he survives. And we also pray that this event, whatever the enemy meant for evil in this, that it turns out that you can bring the good out of it. We pray, O God, that as he calls on you, and I'm sure that he has called on you for help, realizing his condition and how near he came to having lost his life. But he's alive, so he must know that it is you that saved and spared his life. So we thank you for sparing his life. And we pray, O God, that the same platform that he has had to speak to many, that you will cause that platform to be a place from which the good news would go, that he become a vessel, he become someone that speaks forth your goodness and your mercy to all who will hear, and he will be able to speak from his own personal experience of your goodness, that you are a God that protects, you're a God of salvation, you're a God that loves the whole world. Father, we pray for the family of the young man that he has passed. We pray for them, and that they too would find rest and peace in you. So, Father, we call in your grace and your mercy. We call in your help and your assistance in this matter. And Father, you know and have seen, and I'm sure you're touched by the distortions of human nature that is showing up on our earth everywhere, where those that you have created, human beings, you've created male and you've created female, and you made those distinctions for a purpose. However, the enemy who hates your image as seen in people, he hates your image. Well, we pray that the tide of your mercy and your grace would rise in such a way that many who are confused about their identities would come to know you. They would repent and they would come to know you. They would discover that the enemy is the one behind all of their confusion and distortion, so that they are unable to find you because they're so lost. From moment to moment, they're not in touch with who you created them to be in any sense. Well, we pray over them today that the confusion for many on this day will end. They will discover, they will wake up and discover who you created them to be, and they will not be ashamed of you. We pray that the good news would reach them in the name of Jesus. Bless them with your presence on this day. Cause them to have an encounter with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pull down every stronghold. Destroy every strategy in the name of Jesus. We know that this thing is of the devil. We know it. We're convinced because your word is clear. Male and female, you made them. And there's no chaos or confusion around what you did, because what you did was good. And Father, we pray for the children that are living on the roofs where there is total confusion about genders. Total confusion. Help those children, Lord. Help them. They are born knowing and having a sense of what you had done, Lord, what you had created, and how you had created us. Yet, they look around and they see the distortion and they're confused. We pray right now that the spirit of confusion, the spirit of distortion, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. And these children will have the right upbringing, where there's clarity on their in their understanding about the issues of gender. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's a lot of confusion in our world, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, over many issues. And that's one of them, the issue of the gender. And we believe that, well, not we, but man believes that he can select his gender. it's laughable, but then it's not funny. So we thank God that I was saying to someone just recently, so much distortion is appearing before our eyes on an everyday basis, that those who endeavor to serve the Lord, those who endeavor to be righteous on this earth, now we find ourselves, so to speak, in the closet. And what I mean by that is that there's such a great preponderance of this unrighteousness and sin and distortion that we seem to be in the minority. I mean, just ponder on that. I mean, I don't have statistics or anything like that, but I'm just saying, the point I'm making is the tide of evil is high. But through this process, God is defining who is who. Who is light and who is darkness. Father, we thank you for the light. We thank you for the light. The light that shines so brightly that gives us the ability to see. And we can see clearly. We thank you for translating us from out of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Kingdom of your dear Son, where there's righteousness, there's holiness, there is a relationship with you. So we thank you, Lord. It's all you're doing, and we bless your name on this Tuesday morning because you are our God and you are great. And we pray, oh God, for those that are captured by the kingdom of darkness. We pray for their freedom. We pray that many would come to know you on this day, that the good news would reach them, and they would hear. Those dry bones would begin to shake and take on flesh, become alive, so that there's a great army rising up.
Hallelujah.
Marching through the land, marching through the earth in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants you and I. Yes. Hi there, sounds like Seraphine.
Yes, the Lord is just so mighty and so powerful and so all-knowing. I went to bed a little late yesterday, so I slept at 6 o'clock, and right before I woke up, I didn't even know this sister would be asking for a prayer for the homosexuals. But in my dream, a lady was speaking of them, and but in such a way that was so hateful. We need to pray for each other, the Christian
the body of Christ, that love is what wins sinners to the Lord, not hatred. The enemy
That's
has
right.
used our hatred for homosexuals in such a way that we can barely pray for them. You cannot pray for someone that you hate. Only love will win them to Christ.
Amen. That will preach.
And the body of Christ must yeah. repent, because we have decided to hate the sinner and not the yeah. sin.
Yeah.
And we
yes.
cannot win in the spiritual realm. We cannot do warfare when we are entertaining hatred in our hearts.
Mm.
That
That's
is not
true.
Pleasing to the Lord, because they were created by Christ. And the mm. same way the heterosexuals are sinning against God, they are also in sin. So we must love them and pray for them and hate mm. the sin and not the sinner. That's the problem with the body of Christ when it comes to the homosexual issue.
Right.
And I have to say, I said, when she asked for the prayer, I said, Lord, this is not a coincidence that I just woke up. Before I woke up, the lady in my dream, she was saying, you know, oh, they're all so sick and I can't stand them and I don't want to be around them. And I look at her in the dream. Right before I woke up, I look at her and I said, we all battle sins every day. How can
yes.
we pray them over and win them to Christ when we showed openly how much we hate them?
Right.
So
You're
the
correct.
Body of Christ needs to pray for discernment as to how to deal with them. Because
yeah.
we have entertained hatred in our hearts too long for them. How do you witness to a sister whose son is homosexual? She has to love
right.
her son. That's her son. And she has to
That's
pray.
Right.
We cannot win when we pray for somebody that we hate. It's impossible.
That's
so
true.
May God help us. May God help us. Pass our,
yes.
our ignorance and our hatred. So that we
yes.
can win them to Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I have to say.
No, you're on. You're absolutely on point. We in fact, just this past weekend, we had an encounter with someone that was obviously and clearly in that lifestyle, as they would say among themselves, in the life, and we were obliged to and did show as much love as we could to this person. And in fact, we prayed for that person on yesterday. Her name is Robin, and we prayed for her on yesterday, and we are still praying for her that God would bring her to her right mind, a right mind, so to speak. And but it was I thought it was a blessing for us that we had the encounter, because it resensitized us, if I may put it that way, to the need for us to intentionally interact with people that are claiming to be of that persuasion, if you will. And you're absolutely right. It's love that will draw them. And God drew us by love. And we have to be helping with the ministry of reconciliation. Excuse me.
Amen.
And in so doing, loving on those people. Loving them. Don't love the sin, but love
That's
them.
Right.
We must be able to see them as God's creation. They didn't create themselves, nor did Satan create them. Satan is not a creator. He can only distort what's already created. So, yes, we agree. So, we must have the right attitude. And I was pleased that all of those that were with me had the right attitude and was responsive to the need. When, as you said, many are really expressing hate for people who live in that lifestyle, and we shouldn't. We hate the sin, and that's God's position. He hates the sin, but he doesn't hate what he created. It says God so loved the world, you know, and all of this is part of what's going on. And God is extending love as the bait, so to speak, love, because love will draw people. So we thank God for his love, and we thank God for allowing or having our eyes open where we could see that we need to love those who are in various lifestyles, very confusing lifestyles, to say the least. But we must see them as he sees them. Yes, you're saying.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is really the move of the Spirit to pray for this morning for people in those lifestyles, because yesterday Sunday was Gay Pride Day in Maplewood, South Orange area. Sunday was Gay Pride, they call it Pride Day. We had a big parade in Maplewood over the weekend, and yesterday, well, I work in the Maplewood school system, and in my school, there's a lot of these relationships, a lot of the same-sex parents, and we have to encounter with them, and as you say, we have to still show them love. We have to know and discern how to deal with these children. Like, for instance, for Father's Day coming up, we have a couple same-sex female parents, and we encounter how to deal with these children. Like, we have a little girl, she has two moms. So, like, for Father's Day, which will be this weekend, and, like, throughout this week, we will be making little tokens for them to take home for their father. And we have to know how to deal with these children who have two mothers and no father. You have to be very, very mindful, because they get offended, very offended.
Yeah.
If you step into their boundary, if you step, like last year we had an incident, this little girl, we gave her a trophy to take home, and she had two mommies. And one of the mother was highly offended. And she openly showed us, what are we thinking of to give her a trophy, my Happy Father's Day? She went to the director.
Wow.
And the director had to address it. So, because we were in a quandary, what to do? We call her to ask her if it is okay to send home the Father's Day trophy, but she never responded. And one of the teachers gave the child the trophy, and when she came to take up the child, she was highly offended. So we have to ask God wisdom.
Yeah.
I know I have to ask for his wisdom, because I deal with them on a daily basis.
Yes.
You have to show them the love, because they are lovable people, but it's just that, as you say, their mind and their spirit is distorted from God's original plan.
Right. Correct. Yes. Well, this is the real world, and these circumstances are real. They exist. What do the people of God do when we encounter these circumstances? We must always come from an area and a space and a place of God's love. We must always. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. And the reason it would be challenging for us at times is because we don't normally associate with certain kinds of lifestyles and circumstances. So we can find ourselves in the midst, like we did this past weekend. And then we have to now pull on God's love and God's wisdom in order to understand how to interact with people and certain situations and circumstances. But you clearly feel displaced and out of place at times as you try to interact, and we have to also filter away any kind of distortions that we have in our hearts towards those people who are displaying all kinds of lifestyles. I mean, I run into people, I deal with people that are in gangs, I deal with people that are in prison, I deal with people of the persuasion that we're discussing presently, and all of those. And I have to make adjustments regularly in my own head, my own heart, and so that none of the stuff that would get in the way of us being Christ to those people would you know, obstruct. And so it takes the grace of God and the wisdom of God to be able to do that, and also not to pass judgments. You know, we have automatic biases and judgments that we can pass on people, and sometimes do. We have to be very, very careful. And I think that's the point that Sister Seraphine was alluding to. And it's a wonderful and timely caution for all of us. And it's timely because just this past weekend we had exactly that interaction. But I believe we passed the test because, to me, that was the most important thing, you know, passing the test. How did we react, respond, and minister to the situation? And I believe we passed the test, you know, and I was happy about that. even though we didn't get the person did not follow through as they had said in discussions or conversations that we had. They had said they wanted to go away for, to get themselves together. We were going to get them into a program and so on and so forth. Well, we just didn't see them on yesterday. They didn't show up at the office. So, but that's okay. God knows their situation, where they are. And God knows their heart. But our hearts are clear that we showed God's love to the extent that we could. Amen, amen. Amen. Well, that was a wonderful thing that to have risen in our session today. And who knows what will arise in circumstance, in fact, on today in your experience. But be aware that the love of God, it says love covers a multitude of sin. I want to repeat that. Love covers a multitude of sin. And if we're carrying love, which I believe we are, otherwise you wouldn't be on this set, this program, then let us pour it out as it's needed. Let's pour it out, and let us set ourselves at zero. Let us count ourselves at the minimum, so that Christ will be large, you know, in every situation that we encounter today. Praise God. Well, listen, I thank you for joining us on this wonderful day that God has given us. I believe with the armor of God on, as we have decided to do, putting on the armor of God, then all things will be fine as we encounter people on the job, at home, in our families, in our neighborhood. So 2 Peter verse 3 and chapter 3 and verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Carry the love of God with you today. Don't leave it at home. God bless you, all of you. And we love you.
God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you. Mm-hmm.